Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Today, we want to tell you about Future Hindsight, a weekly podcast that aims to spark civic engagement, inspire hope, and reinvigorate our social contract. Join host Mila Atmos as she takes a deep dive into today's most pressing issues through interviews with experts and citizen changemakers. Check out their current season on how inequality and racism are hard-coded into American institutions. Listen to Future Hindsight wherever you listen to podcasts or find them at futurehindsight.com. Today in your inbox, you'll find a newsletter called What You Don't Know About Aging. This week's theme comes to us from Amanda Capito. This week, through Amanda's podcast picks, we'll explore the many things that most young people don't know about aging. In addition to our regular Feedback with Earbuds programming, we're going to try something new this week. I've been working in the podcast space for a long time and have been listening to podcasts for an even longer time. Because of that, I have a lot of podcasty friends, either people who produce their own shows or just listen to a lot of podcasts. So on Feedback, we're going to feature a chat between me and someone in the podcast space. But first, let's talk about this week's podcast picks from Amanda Capito. As we said, the theme that Amanda chose is called What You Don't Know About Aging. Here's why Amanda chose this theme. She writes, I think it's important to challenge some of the stereotypes we have with regard to the elderly. Hopefully, these episodes will allow society to see aging in a different light. The first episode that Amanda chose is from Modern Love and is called, Yes, We Do, Even at Our Age. Here's the description of the show. Actress Lois Smith, who was in Marjorie Prime and Lady Bird, among other movies, reads an essay about passion in the golden years. The next episode is a trailer for a podcast coming soon called Remember This. Remember This is a show that our curator of the week, Amanda, is launching soon, and she's hosting it. Remember This is a podcast about memories. Amanda is starting this podcast because, quote, some stories deserve to live forever, end quote. Episodes of Remember This feature original interviews along with stories submitted from people using the Remember This app. Along with the launch of the podcast comes the launch of the app, the Remember This app, where people can go to record their stories. For more information, you can visit rememberthispodcast.com. Next up, we've got a podcast called Paradigm, and the episode is called The Closing Door. This is a tear-jerking story about assisted suicide and the impact that it has on the person electing to do it and those around them. Producer Emily Morantz reports this story that focuses on her grandmother, who died in 2018. Her grandmother chose to die through the Medically Assisted in Death program, which is legal in Canada, and it's abbreviated as MAID, MAID. Not only do we hear about Emily's grandmother's death, but also her life. And we hear from the healthcare workers who were alongside her grandmother at the end of her life. The next podcast recommendation comes to us from Death, Sex, and Money and is called Your Stories About Life After 60. This episode covers the mixed perspectives that people have about aging and offers both snippets and deeper dives on real-life stories about how it's going. There are a lot of mixed perspectives here on aging, some who love it and some who are not so into it. The overwhelming perspective, though, is that folks are happy that they're no longer in their 20s. And the last recommendation of the week comes from a podcast whose name is actually something that's probably on many people's to-do lists. Call Your Grandmother. That's the name of the podcast, and the episode is called Rita and Rachel. In this episode, we meet the co-host of Call Your Grandmother, Rita, through the eyes of her granddaughter, best friend, and roommate, Rachel. Here's the description of the podcast on the whole, which is amazing. If 2020 proved anything, it's that everyone needs a Jewish grandmother. You know, a sassy woman who's lived life to the fullest, has the best advice for you, and wants nothing more than to fix you up, spoil you with love, and send you home with some matzo ball soup. A little more information about Call Your Grandmother. It's a new podcast from iHeart, and it is hosted by two women who are in their 90s who are best friends. And in each episode, in addition to them catching up and chatting with each other, they also listen to a conversation between a grandparent and their grandchild. It is a really entertaining and heartwarming show. Thank you to Amanda Capito for choosing those podcasts as part of this week's Earbuds theme, What You Don't Know About Aging. We will have a link in the show notes of this episode to all of these podcast recommendations. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in that week's theme, you can always check out the spotlight for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website and on Feedback with Earbuds, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode as well as in the newsletter. So this week, Abby Kleonski chose the spotlight, and she chose a podcast called Tight Lipped. Before I dive into Abby's picks, let me just say hi, Abby. Abby has been the Earbuds editor for over 4 years. She's one of my best friends. She's also on the Earbuds advisory board. And as our editor, she is the one reason that you can understand what we write from week to week. So thank you, Abby. We would not be where we are today without you. So here's what Abby says about tight-lipped. Talking about vaginal pain isn't your everyday water cooler conversation, but it probably should be, since up to 28% of female-bodied people experience it regularly. I can only hope that more people listening to podcasts like Tight Lipped and recognizing that they're not the only one will push society and the medical establishment to invest in researching these issues so that we can stop living in pain. Tight Lipped has also done amazing work organizing and building a community of listeners and pain sufferers outside of the podcast too, and has sponsored workshops, zines, and monthly book clubs to keep the conversation going. Abby notes that this podcast is recommended for everyone and not just for women. Thank you, Abby, for that podcast spotlight. Again, that podcast is called Tight Lipped, and we will have a link to it in the show notes of this episode, as well as in the newsletter. Next up, interview time. This week, I sat down with Shira Moskowitz. For those who don't know, Shira and I co-host a podcast together, and I'll let Shira tell you about that podcast. But Shira is also an Earbuds Podcast Collective board member. I asked her about what she's up to podcast-wise, both as a creator and a listener. So let's hear our conversation. Hi, Shira. I'm so excited to have you as our first ever guest on Feedback with Earbuds. Welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here, Ariel.
So for those who don't know, Shira is one of my best friends, my co-host for our other podcast, Counter Programming with Shira and Ariel, and a comedian based in New York. And she does a whole bunch of other things. We'll ask her about that in just a second. So Shira, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about you? Give us a little intro. Who are you?
I'm Shira. I met Ariel while working for a Jewish nonprofit, the Institute of Southern Jewish Life in Jackson, Mississippi. Shout out. And then I moved back to New York, where I'm originally from, and have been working in customer success, customer experience roles since then. And about a year ago, Ariel reached out to me and said, I have a crazy idea for a podcast and I want you to be my co-host. And so I am now a podcast host and creator.
Not to plug me too much, but Shira, tell us a little bit about what the podcast is. What's it called? Tell us what your goals are for it, and also what it's like being in the podcast space as sort of a newbie podcaster.
Yeah. So our podcast is called Counter Programming with Shira and Ariel. And each week let me rewind a little bit. We created the podcast at the beginning of the pandemic when all of our other normal things that we listen to, the news, podcasts, were just making us super anxious because everything was talking about COVID and we didn't know a lot of information. It was really scary. So we wanted to create something that would be counter programming to all of that grim news. And so each week we cover a different counter topic. We have covered things from countertops to Count Dracula to step counters to year counters, aka calendars. And we have just been all around the counter world.
That's right. And so, yes, I know I asked you a lot of questions before, so I'll circle back. So Shira, you're sort of new to the podcast space. What are your initial reactions about it? What's it like being here?
Well, it's a very cool space to be in right now. It's still such a new industry. And so there's all these like small organizations that are popping up to fill needs for podcast listeners and for podcast producers and for creators and just for podcast advertising, like literally all of these different organizations. And so it's been exciting for me to have this like passion project to work on with you and to learn about all of these different organizations. But then also you've been in the industry for like 4 or 5 years now. And so to be able to learn from you about something you're really passionate about, that's so different than what we worked together on before, has been really exciting for me as your friend.
I love that. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. What are your thoughts for the future of counterprogramming and for your role in the podcast space? Where do you see yourself podcasting-wise in a few years?
Ooh, interesting question. Well, it was funny. A few months ago, someone asked me what we would do with counterprogramming and like how we saw counterprogramming surviving post-pandemic. And I think what I've realized from this podcast, of course, we started counterprogramming when we thought the pandemic would be 2 or 3 weeks of lockdown and then we'd be, you know, back to our normal lives. Obviously, that's not the case. But what I'm realizing now is that there will always be news that people need counter-programming to. It's important to consume news and have knowledge of what's going on in current events and what's happening in our world and history. But it's also important to laugh and to enjoy life a little bit, even when you're stuck inside. And so I think there's potential to continue with counter-programming. I'm really enjoying being a podcast host, but maybe one day soon I'll be able to get back on stage and perform stand-up and you know, we'll pivot more in that direction. But I'm just kind of rolling with the punches, going with the flow.
Great. I love that. What has been the most rewarding thing to you about being a podcaster?
You know, we started this as a passion project for ourselves. And it's obviously grown into something that clearly a lot of people needed. But I didn't expect to have strangers listen to our podcast, which is a crazy thing because I don't know any of the podcast hosts that I listen to their shows. So of course, strangers listen to shows. That's literally the point. But we have very engaged listeners and we get to talk to them and they're all over the world. And that's just an unexpected benefit to feel connected to people in a time when it's really hard to have connections.
I love that. So Shira, before we move on to what you're listening to, what you love, all those kind of things, tell us where we can find your podcast and what's the next episode about?
You can find our podcast at Counterprogramming Pod on Instagram. And our next episode, our next episode is our first episode of season 2, and it's going to be all about quartz countertops. Sorry, that sounded, it made no sense at first, but quartz countertops.
Love that. So Shira, part of this new segment of Feedback with Earbuds is about asking podcasters and podcast-related people about what they're listening to in the podcast space. What was the first podcast that really got you into podcasts?
This is probably kind of basic, but I think it was Serial. It was probably a year or so after the first season of Serial came out, and I was on a road trip with our mutual friend, Leia, and she played it for me mainly because she had already listened to it and she wanted to nap and I kept talking. So she put the podcast on and it was obviously it's such a gripping story. But it also changed the way that I thought of just consuming news and consuming media. And so I started exploring more podcasts and I would listen to a lot of audiobooks, but there's something nice about listening to a podcast because it breaks every like 30 or 40 minutes, maybe an hour. And when you're on a long drive, it like gives you a chance to reset, it feels like.
And what are you listening to right now? What have you been listening to this week?
Ooh, that is a great question.
Feel free to take a second to check.
Yeah. I'm about to go look because I did listen to something recently and now So this week I was catching up on old episodes of Pray For Us, which is a podcast by two girls also around our age who interview guests about what it's like to be Jewish in the modern world and also not just Jews, just people like how religion impacts their lives for a lot of, you know, some people who they interview are really secular. Others have had a much deeper past with religion or came to Judaism later. And so the interviews, I feel like, are really unique, and they're conversations that I really appreciate and would love to be having more frequently.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Shira, for sharing your podcast recommendations, what got you into podcasting, and what you are currently doing in the podcast space. And of course, thank you for being my first guest on Feedback with Earbuds. I wouldn't have it be anybody else but you.
Truly an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Earbuds, we hope you enjoyed this change in format. We're going to continue doing this interview week to week. We'll have different podcast-related folks on the show. If you have anybody to recommend who we should interview, please send them our way. My email address is ariel@earbudspodcastcollective.org, and we'll have that in the show notes so that you can get in contact. We also have an application form on our newsletter where you can apply to be a guest on our show. We'd love to talk with you. There are a few ways that you can stay in the Earbuds loop between newsletters and episodes of this podcast. Number one, curate a list for us. Anyone can curate a list. There's a link to our curators forum in every newsletter that we send out. So get subscribed to that newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Number two, you can read our blog, which brings you more podcast recommendations and think pieces on podcasty stuff. We have a super fun new post up this week on our blog. It's written by podcaster Dylan Cohen, and it's called 9 Things I Learned While Interviewing Strangers. Dylan interviews complete strangers for his podcast, Naked Stranger. The concept of the show is that beforehand, Dylan and his guests agree that Dylan can ask them absolutely anything. There's no question that's off limits, and they have to answer it. He's learned a lot from recording a show like this, and he shares those lessons learned with us on the Earbuds blog. You can find it on our website, and of course, we'll have a link to it in the show notes of this episode. And number three, you can join our Facebook group. Head over to Facebook and search for Earbuds Podcast Collective. We post discussion questions and more links to relevant podcasty stuff there. While you're on the internet, make sure you're following us on all of the social platforms. We're at Earbuds Podcast Collective on most platforms. And with that, we're going to close up for the week. We will be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslap.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.